New instructor in the Medford School District, Joanna Messman.
I grew up in Abbotsford, proudly the class of 1991.
And where did you go to school after that?
I received my Bachelor's of Science at St. Cloud State in Minnesota, and then received my Master's in Special Education and Deaf Education at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon.
Wow, that's quite a stretch from here to there.
It is, but it was fun.
Why did you decide to go out there?
Because I had never really seen the West Coast, and I had wanted to explore a little bit, and I firmly believe if you're going to go to college, you should go somewhere that you haven't been before.
Do you sign?
I do sign.
And did you learn that out in Oregon?
I actually learned from my mom. She's a retired speech and language pathologist. When I was little, they refined my skills and made them a lot more precise and probably better.
So did you kind of grow up signing then with your mother knowing how to do that? Did she teach you that?
She learned
like
for her,
a second language?
Yeah, she learned for her profession and then taught a few of my friends and I. And so it was always fun when we were little to be able to talk across the kitchen or, you know, the few signs that we knew pretty well across the classroom or the lunchroom.
Yeah. Bet you that was neat.
It was.
Yeah. So is this your first teaching position then?
It's not. It's technically my fourth teaching position.
So where were you?
I started out, I was actually a 4K teacher in Minnesota for 1 year. That was an adventure with lots of little tiny bodies. I was a high school math teacher at the Oregon School for the Deaf out in Salem, Oregon for 8 years. And then when we returned here to central Wisconsin, I've been an itinerant teacher for the deaf for both Marathon County Special Education and then most recently CESA 10.
Will your sign skills be needed here in the Medford School District then?
Medford School District does a wonderful job of embracing all of their students. And so they have been one of the leaders in identifying students who have hearing loss. So there are a number of kids here in the district who not only have hearing loss, but also use sign. So there are a couple in the program that I sign with. They have an interpreter. But not as many as I'm probably accustomed to at a bigger program.
How does that work with the deaf students going up through the different grades? Because not every instructor will have that skill.
We have a wonderful interpreter on staff. And so our one student who really relies on her, they've created a wonderful bond. And so the interpreter is really the liaison between the classroom, her peers, the teacher, any other staff in there, and the student. But one of the things I really appreciate about a smaller community is that her friends have really embraced the language themselves. And I wouldn't say they're proficient signers, but, you know, at that age, they know the signs they need to know to be friendly and to get their message across and, you know, to have a great group of friends.
Family?
I have a wonderful husband and a very spoiled husband, or he is spoiled too, a very spoiled puppy. My parents are still in the area. I have a grandmother in the area, so yeah.
How are you finding the school district here after being in all of these other places?
It's wonderful. Just warm and inviting, and I'm not a new teacher, but new to the area, so I've had a lot of questions and just overwhelming with support and answers and encouragement, and it's been wonderful. It's been refreshing and just encouraging for the year ahead.
Thank you for being with us, and good luck in the new school year.
Thank you.